The House of Representatives passing the Senate's fiscal cliff legislation tonight. Now the bill headed to President Obama's desk for his signature. Joining us live now to talk more about tonight's vote, Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico. Ginger, thanks for joining us tonight. What's your take on the vote tonight, which created some unique divisions among House members?
You know, there were moments today when we thought this vote was never going to happen, but it did. And it divided the Republican leadership, Speaker Boehner voting in favor of the bill, while Majority Leader Eric Cantor voted against it. Paul Ryan voted for the bill. The whip, Kevin McCarthy, voted against it. So Republicans were not on the same page, but enough of them got behind this legislation to get it out of the House and to the president's desk.
And just spoke a few moments ago. I'm not sure if you had a chance to check in on that, but can you? Was there anything that struck you about his remarks?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I'm still in the press gallery in the House chambers trying to figure out everything that went down today. But this is clearly a win for him. I understand he's, you know, going to take this as a moment where he said he's accomplished what he wanted to do, was able to bring the other side to the table and get concessions from them. And for him, who took a lot of criticism for negotiating and past fiscal issues, this time I think we're going to see them spiking the football a little bit maybe the next coming days.
So as part of these negotiations, we saw certain things in this bill that, you know, everybody can see in their paychecks and maybe like, but there are other things that, you know, we're going to see in our paychecks soon, like this payroll tax cut expiring that we might not like so much. Can you run down some of what's in this bill?
This bill averted most of the large tax increases that would have had a real effect on everyday working people. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be a change. Almost everyone is going to see a small drop in their paychecks come the next payday. That's because this payroll tax, which they put a holiday in as a stimulus, basically about $5 more a week for the average taxpayer. They're going to rescind that, and those people are going to go back to paying that. This is a Social Security tax. Otherwise, unless you're making $400,000, $450,000 a year, not going to be much other change in your tax rate.
Of course, a big issue for a lot of people in the D.C. area, as either defense contractors or federal workers, is the sequestration. But we can't really breathe a sigh of relief on that yet, can we?
No, this is going to be a fight for another day. This bill extends the sequestration by 2 months. Republicans in the House wanted a year. They didn't get it. They're going to have to come back and fight about this later on, likely to be wrapped up in debt ceiling negotiations as well. This is something that could mean businesses that are erring on the side of conservatism, concerned that the sequestration eventually could go through in 2 months, might start tightening their belts. And people in the Washington area working in that defense sector are going to be the most hard hit by that.
And so with that on the table and this next cliff, or I guess we have to come up with a new name for it, what happens next? Is the new Congress going to get to work on this right away, or are we going to hear about gun control and all these other things that might, you know, point people in a lot of different directions?
I would like them to first take a vote to not use the term cliff anymore. So I hope we have no more cliffs. We come up with another name, but they're going to have to get rolling on a lot of this stuff fast. They've proven this week that they're very good at putting things off to the last minute. I hope not that they get going on this soon. And there seems to be a will among a lot of people to start talking. So there will at least be discussions. There will be people holding hearings, looking at these issues and getting going on them, hopefully long before we're running into another deadline.
It seems so obvious to other people that if we didn't create these arbitrary deadlines, that we wouldn't have this brinksmanship. But is Congress just bred to do this because of how it shapes them up for reelection and political fights?
Are we all as humans sort of bred to do this? We just put everything off to the last minute. I guess maybe not everyone, but I do. You know, they've put these triggers into their laws to try to propel action. You're talking about 535 people who are going to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And this gives them an incentive or maybe even a threat a carrot and a stick to get things done. The sequester was man-made. This was a date that they put into place, a cut that they created in an effort to try to make themselves get something done. And it seems that they've pushed it off a little bit more. But the opportunity is still there for them to try to change things, to try to make some reforms. A lot of people on the floor tonight, as they were waiting to vote on this bill, encouraging those type of discussions. So we'll wait and see if they'll ride those out to the end.
There's not a huge turnover, but in our last 30 seconds or so, does the new Congress coming in this week change anything?
And they will a little. A few more Democrats, a few people who are outspoken or played a certain role are going to be gone. But for the most part, same balance of power, same leadership, same setting for moving forward. So not a whole lot of change.
Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's 11:55.